Let your request be made known unto God. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, shall keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. I'm going to say a quick prayer and then we'll get into it. Lord, thank you for today. Thank you, Lord, for bringing us all together. Thank you for this wonderful service we've had so far, Lord. I pray, Lord, you continue to bless it. Lord, I pray you use me in whatever way you see fit, that all these people here will take something from what you've given me, and we will go out and spread your word and do what we're called to do. In Christ's name I pray. Amen.
Amen.
I'm going to ask a question. How many of y'all have peace this morning? In your hearts. Don't answer out loud. Just answer to yourself. How many of y'all have peace? And not just any old peace. I'm talking about this peace that the Bible talks about that passes all understanding. If the answer is no, I'm going to do my daggone best to try to give you four ways to access this peace. Four ways, I think, to access this peace. And I believe it's all right here. And so, I'm going to do my best to try to show it to you. Starting with verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. And again, I say rejoice. So the first key to getting peace that passes all understanding is to rejoice.
Amen.
But what does it mean to rejoice? Anybody? Anybody know what it means to rejoice? That's right. But what about rejoicing always? What does that mean? What is that? It means to always praise the Lord. It means to have your joy founded in the Lord. Because if you have your joy founded in the earth, in the things of this earth, you're not going to do a whole lot of praising.
Right. Amen.
I mean, we live in a sin-cursed world. There ain't a whole lot to praise.
Right. That's right.
But if you have your joy and you just have all your rejoicement founded in the Lord, you can rejoice forever and always because God never changes.
Amen.
God is the same forever and always, and He always will be. And that right there is good enough to rejoice. And I'm daggone if I don't start jumping up and down already.
Preach.
When I was coming up with this sermon, I jump up and down in my room all night. You have to rejoice always in the Lord. It's so important.
Yep.
It's so important. You cannot let the circumstances you're in dictate whether you're going to rejoice or not.
That's right. Amen.
You've got to focus on God.
Yep.
That's the only way we can rejoice always.
Right.
Thank you. Amen.
Amen. Come on. That's right, Steve.
Don't be scared to Cornerstone. Do not be scared to talk. Please. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Jack, give me an amen. Give me an amen, Jack. Amen. Come on. So one, we have to rejoice always. And look, my sermon may be a little short. I am not a preacher. Okay, I'm just a young dude that Scott has to preach. So, if y'all don't like this sermon, y'all can take it up with Scott.
It may have been.
But so we have to rejoice always. Number two, in verse 6, be careful for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. So you got to rejoice.
Yeah.
You got to have a prayer life.
Right. Amen.
You can't have peace without prayer. Let's be honest.
That's right.
What is prayer? It's communication between you and God.
Right.
If you're not having communication between you and the Father of this universe, you ain't going to have peace.
Right. Amen.
Come on. Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
Yep.
You've got to have some type of communication with God. It's got to be there. You've got to have that relationship.
Amen.
It's so important. You can't have rejoicement without prayer.
Right. That's right.
You cannot have it.
Yep.
And it's my third. It leads into my third point. Thanksgiving. You cannot have rejoicement without thanksgiving.
Right.
You can't have it.
That's right.
Who's ever been rejoicing over a flat tire? You're not thankful for that. You're not going to rejoice over it.
Right.
But we've got to learn to have a heart of gratitude.
Yeah. Amen.
You've got to have it. If we can learn to be thankful for the little things in life.
Come on.
Everything God's given. Just being able to walk. Who woke up this morning and said, God, thank you for bringing me into another day?
We've got
to learn to be thankful for it. It's so important. God has blessed us too much for us not to be thankful for what He's given us.
Hallelujah.
I mean, just the fact that He's our Father, just the fact that He sent His Son to die on a cross, that's thankful enough. How can we not rejoice? How can we not pray? How can we not be thankful? Knowing that someone loved us enough to take away a punishment that we deserve.
Yep.
We don't deserve to be right here. We don't deserve to be in this house right now.
Yep.
We deserve to be in hell
right
for eternity.
That's
because
exactly
someone loved us enough, they died on a cross, took the most painful death,
Amen.
So we wouldn't have to. That's That's enough to jump up and down about.
Yeah,
and I don't know why we ain't more on fire today than we ever have been. God blesses us so much, but because of life, we fly by the seat of our pants every day. We got too much going on. We forget to just stop and hit our knees and say, God, thank you. Thank you for where you brought me. Thank you for the blessings you've given me so far. And even when you're going through a trial, I know it can be hard. I don't know what any of y'all are going through. But we're going to go through trial and tribulation, but we've got to remember to thank God. Thank God for the lesson that you're going to learn from this trial and tribulation. Thank God for what He's given you to get to this trial and tribulation. You know, you've made it through every trial so far.
Yep.
You've made it through every one of them.
That's
you're gonna keep making it as long as you just keep on to the faith.
Right.
Keep rejoicing. Keep being thankful and keep in prayer. You're gonna make it.
That right.
Good gracious, I'm about to jump. Hold on.
Preach,
preach.
That's good. You've
got to rejoice.
Yeah.
You've got to rejoice. You've got to pray. You've got to be thankful.
Yeah.
They all go hand in hand as one. Next time you go to pray, before you start asking God for this or that, just hit your knees and say, God, thank you.
Yes,
thank you for the blessings I have right now.
Right.
Thank you for what you've given me.
Because
you don't deserve it, y'all. We deserve nothing.
Right.
We think we deserve so much.
That's right.
We don't.
Yep.
We don't deserve any. We deserve to die. That's all we deserve.
Come on.
But God blesses every day with a new day.
Come on, preacher.
And I am so thankful God has blessed me with this chance right now.
Good preaching. Amen.
So you got to rejoice. You got to pray. You got to have thanksgiving. But what's the fourth one? And this is the most important key. You got to have this one to have the rest of them. That's Jesus Christ.
Yes. Amen.
You can't have prayer without Jesus Christ. You can't have thanksgiving without Jesus Christ. You can't rejoice without Jesus Christ.
That's right.
You've got to have Jesus Christ. And you know what the greatest part about that is? It's available to all of us.
Amen.
We all have a chance to get some of that peace. You cannot have peace without Jesus Christ.
Amen.
He is the God of peace.
Yeah.
He's the supplier of peace. And if you really want this peace that passes all understanding, you've got to have Jesus Christ.
Amen.
I can't even begin to explain the amount of peace He can give.
Right.
I've failed it. I know a lot of y'all have failed it.
Yeah.
And it's almost unimaginable. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't even fathom the words to say.
That's good.
It's amazing. You've got to have Jesus Christ.
Amen.
If there's any here today that don't have Him, I pray to God that you would hit your knees and ask Him to be your Lord and Savior today.
Yes.
It's so important. I don't know how anybody can go through this world without Jesus.
That's
without
right.
that peace.
That's right.
You have to have it. I know I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
Maybe y'all are better than me. Maybe y'all are stronger than me. But without Jesus carrying me on His back, I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
I couldn't carry my own cross.
Right.
I have to have Jesus to carry it for me. I need that peace. And it's such a wonderful thing. Such a wonderful thing. And like I said, my sermon was short. I'm not a preacher. I'm just a young man out here trying to spread God's word. And that's something we all need to do.
That's right.
Especially today. We all need to be on fire for God.
Oh, yeah.
It could be my opinion, but I just feel like Christians nowadays are just dead.
Yeah.
We don't have fire like we used to have it anymore.
Come on,
we ought to be running up and down the streets shouting Jesus' name.
Right.
Back in the day, when Jesus would heal somebody, He would say, don't tell nobody. But what did they do either way? They couldn't help it.
Yeah.
They would run up and down, and they would tell everybody they could. Why are we like that today? When Jesus tells us to tell people.
Right.
Why are we holding back so
Come on,
much?
Steven.
We are on fire for God.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Why are we holding back?
That's good preaching.
We got to love God enough. We got to love Christ enough to go out and tell others. This peace ain't just for us.
Right.
It's for the world.
Amen.
He didn't come to save certain people. He came to save all.
Yes, that's right.
That's our job. We need to be on fire, y'all.
Amen.
I'm on fire right now.
Yes.
Don't it?
Glory.
We need to be on fire for
that's
God.
That's good preaching, son. Amen.
Be on fire.
Yeah.
If that's all you take from this sermon, I hope it impacted you the way it impacted me.
You
need to be on fire.
Yes.
It's so important. We don't need to let Christianity die.
Yes.
Especially the way America is, we need to be on fire.
Yes,
that's
we do.
That's what it needs.
Amen, yeah. Preacher.
Well, yeah.
Amen.
That's all. Amen.
We're going to stand together, heads bowed, and eyes focused. Every head bowed, every eyes closed, nobody's looking around. We're standing all over the house. I wonder if there would be one in our midst, just between me and you and God. I'm not going to come to your seat. I'm not going to call you out. But I want you to be honest. You say, preacher, I'm just not sure I'm saved. I don't know this Jesus that this preacher was talking about. If I died right now, I don't know for sure I'd go to heaven. Never been a time in my life when I've trusted Christ as my Savior. Would you lift a hand, preacher, pray for me? I'm just not sure. Nobody's looking around. God's people are praying. Say, preacher, I'm just not sure I'm saved. Would you lift up that hand? Put it up, put it right back down. What about this? I wonder how many would say, preacher, I'm not on fire like I want to be. I'm not on fire like I ought to be. I need God to rekindle that flame in my heart. Would you lift up a hand, preacher, pray for me? Put it up and put it right back down. I see those hands all over the building. I'm going to ask this. I wonder, amongst all of these young people and older people alike, I wonder if there'd be one in here and say, preacher, God's put a calling in my heart. I don't even know if I know how to answer it. God's calling. He's tugging on my heartstrings. Will you pray for me? Pray for me that I get it figured out. Would you put that hand up? Preacher, God's calling. Maybe a young man in here, God's calling you to preach. Won't you just give in today? Won't you make today be today? Maybe a young lady in here, God's calling you to pursue Him, to use your voice. Maybe just that there's somebody in here, God's calling you to go deeper. The altar's open, why don't you come? You've given us. Thank you for these young people, God, who have been faithful to serve. Thank you for a fire that, God, you build in our souls that we may pursue you and your purposes. Thank you for young Stephen, Lord, and his burden, his heart, God. I pray you would continue to mold him and work with him and use him for your glory. I pray for all these young people, God, that you would put a hedge of protection about them. Lord, I thank you for these who have come, God, to be a part of this service today. Lord, and I pray you would bless their efforts, each and every one, God. Lord, no matter what they have to bring, God, I pray that you would give them a special blessing for being a part of this today. I'm thankful that these young people get to see the house of God full and see worship go on and see people that love God that are pursuing after him, God. And I pray today, Lord, that everything that we do from here on out in this service would be done to your honor and to your glory. God, I pray that we would have joyful fellowship. I pray that we would have fun. Lord, but most of all, I pray that you would be glorified through, God, the giving of your people. And I thank you for that which you have done, that which you are doing, and that which you will do. In Jesus' name, amen. 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 You can be seated. And now, it's time.
Look, I'm going to jump in real quick because Cornerstone, y'all are not prepared for what is about to happen in this building.